You're listening to SBS News.
For years now, the big three of international tennis, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal, have dominated Grand Slam titles and ranking points. But with Djokovic and Nadal eliminated in the group stage of the season-ending ATP Finals, and Federer bowing out in the semis to 21-year-old Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas, the Swiss master is pondering the prospect of a new tennis era.
I look at the list of who finished world number one, who's been world number one for all these years, and it's just crazy that it's always one of us. But we're not getting younger, so chances increase, not because we're getting worse, but because they're getting better, I believe.
For so long, tennis royalty, will the big three soon be taking a back seat to the up-and-comers? While tennis watchers mulled over that question and the potential end of big-name supremacy, two of the long-standing dominant forces in Australian football faced off in the A-League. With eight championships between them, Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory clashed for the first time since last season's finals. And it was the Victory captain with a fine header that sent the visitors into half-time with a 1-0 lead.
Tries to sling it across, and Toivonen is there! Victory. He has been that shining light in a tough start to the new campaign. He has four for the season, and if only they had another 10 like him.
But Sydney FC hit back to dominate in the second, and it was a former Victory stalwart who ultimately gave the Sky Blues the match-winning lead.
Off the crossbar, must be, it is. And who else could it be but Costa Barbarossas, who does not celebrate. I'm not sure he's been given the option, but Sydney lead, and Barbarossas had a tap-in against his old club and he couldn't miss.
Victory's crosstown Melbourne rival was also left to rue second-half lapses in concentration. Up against Brisbane, Melbourne City looked to have sealed itself a crucial away win when Jamie McLaren headed home his third in the 50th minute.
Good. Oh, McLaren!
There's a hat-trick.
Hit straight back and we have the first ever hat-trick in this fixture. Jamie McLaren. Seven goals in just over 2.5 games of A-League football this season. He's going to be tough to stop in that golden boot race.
But 3-1 quickly became 3-all in a stirring raw fight back. And then with little over 10 minutes remaining, a controversial video review decision for handball against City in the box sent Irish import Roy O'Donovan to the penalty spot.
O'Donovan, hat-trick! Brisbane lead! 4-3 up, can you believe it? All the doom and gloom is gone for Robbie Fowler's side. They're poised for their first win of the campaign.
That A-League audio courtesy of Fox Sports. In cricket, Australian fast bowler James Pattinson will miss this week's first test against Pakistan after being found guilty of a code of conduct breach stemming from a verbal barrage he delivered during Victoria's Sheffield Shield clash with Queensland. Pattinson said he regretted his sledge towards Bulls bowler Cameron Gannon immediately. But his regret wasn't enough to avoid a one-match ban, and Test captain Tim Payne has backed the decision.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Doesn't sit with, certainly with our values, that what James has done. He knows that, he understands that, and he'll learn from it.
On the cricket field, there was an extraordinary finish in the Women's Big Bash League match between the Melbourne Renegades and the Sydney Sixers. With eight Renegades wickets down and needing a boundary to tie or five runs to win, Courtney Webb struck a last ball blow that had the crowd and the seven commentators out of their seats.
She's got plenty of it. It's high. It's long. It's a victory. Can you believe it? The Renegades! Courtney Webb hits cap over the fence!
What an unbelievable finish to this game of cricket at Drummoyne Oval.
In the basketball, the ladder leading Sydney Kings survived a scare from the Illawarra Hawks. The Cairns Taipans were too good for Queensland rivals the Brisbane Bullets, and Perth prevailed over New Zealand. The pre-match plans of Breakers coach Dan Shamir were thrown into chaos after he was forced to stand down American import Glenn Rice Jr. because of a Basketball Integrity Unit investigation into an Auckland bar altercation.
you know, I cannot ignore it. I don't want to just, I hate the empty words of let's just do what we need to do. We prepare a game plan. Some of it surrounded him. But still, in our business, there are so many distractions all the time.
Finally, in the weekend sport wrap, spare a thought for student photographer Chamberlain Smith. She was knocked out cold on the sidelines of an American college gridiron game after being collected at full speed by Georgia running back Brian Herrien during the Bulldogs game against Auburn in Alabama. She remained motionless for several minutes as the crowd held its breath before being stretchered off and taken to hospital. Thankfully, the intern was later reported to be recovering well from her encounter with the 95-kilogram Herrien. Gareth Borum, SBS News.